Test 76, Section 2, Question 16. Now with this one, what we are looking for is what's the flaw. So we want to find the flaw in the argument. And what we get is you've got that when asked which party they want to see, 40% said conservative, 20 moderate, 40 liberal. If those are reliable, we can conclude that most citizens would like to see a legislature that's roughly 40% conservative, 20% moderate, and 40% liberal. And the problem with this is just because individual respondents fell into those categories, or sorry, the group as a whole yielded those percentages, that doesn't mean any one individual would like that outcome. It could be that each of those individuals would like 100% of their party. And so basically it's using, the flaw in it is that it's using stats in the wrong way. Just because those are the percentages that people want doesn't necessarily mean that it's going, that that's the, that any one person wants those percentages. So A, argument uses premises about the actual state of affairs to draw a conclusion about how matters should be. It's not about what should be the case. It's about what people would want, but that's different than should. The argument draws a conclusion that merely restates a premise. No, it doesn't merely restate a premise. In fact, it twists one of the premises around. The argument takes for granted that the preferences of a group as a whole are the preferences of most individual members of the group. And that seems pretty good, because it's saying that the group as a whole wants this distribution, then therefore most individuals. So I like D pretty well. I'll hold on to it. The argument fails to consider that the survey results might have been influenced by the political biases of the researchers. Well, it doesn't really take that into account, but it doesn't need to, because it's saying when surveyed, they said this, and this leads to, it gives this statement if the survey results are reliable. So it doesn't really fail to consider that they might have been influenced. It's just saying if they're reliable, it would say this. And then the argument uses evidence that supports only rough estimates to draw precisely quantified. No, because it actually uses pretty precise evidence. And therefore, answer choice C is definitely our best one.